Well, it's a tricky situation, Joe, because if the MDC fails to take up its seat in Parliament, two things could happen. After a certain number of days absent from Parliament, the elected official could lose their seat in Parliament, and consequently that seat would then go to a by-election. And given the current climate in Zimbabwe, that could be quite a dangerous thing for the MDC. Also, if the MDC fails to show up, they will not be in a position to elect the Speaker and Deputy Speaker of Parliament. And these are very important positions, as you know, in a parliament. And so they could lose that opportunity to ZANU-PF.
So this could have a direct effect on the talks that are going on to try to resolve the political crisis there by forming a government of national unity.
Yes. The MDC says if Parliament is convened, it is a violation of the Memorandum of Understanding, which was the document that set the agenda for talks. And in that document, the parties agreed that Parliament would not be reconvened without consensus. However, it may come down to deciding what is the best option on the day, because the talks have not reached an agreement yet regarding a possible government of national unity. And the leaders in Southern Africa are very keen that this agreement be reached as soon as possible. But there are disagreements about what powers will be held by the various parties, and particularly the party leaders in such a cabinet. In fact, the last proposal that was offered for discussion to the negotiating parties was a dual control of the cabinet. In other words, both Mr. Tsvangirai and President Robert Mugabe would have executive authority in the cabinet.
So, Delia, what is the status, then, of these talks on a government of national unity?
Well, at the weekend, South African President Thabo Mbeki, who is the mediator or facilitator of the talks, said that he would like to go up to Zimbabwe by the end of this week in order to resume the mediation. However, as you know, Mr. Tsvangirai then left on a tour of Southern African countries and is currently, in fact, in Kenya, meeting with Mr. Odinga. So it was not possible, I think, to convene the talks this week, given that situation. However, I do believe that there's a lot of anxiety to get the talks going again as soon as possible so that some of these challenges can be addressed.